Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Enhancing clarity with sentence variety. As an educator who has dedicated over 3 decades to teaching English, I've learned that one of the most powerful tools in our linguistic arsenal is the strategic use of sentence structure. The way we construct our sentences can have a profound impact on the clarity, flow, and overall effectiveness of our written expression. In this chapter, we'll explore the art of enhancing clarity through sentence variety, delving into the nuances of simple, compound, and complex sentences, and how to wield them with finesse. It's no secret that effective communication is the bedrock of our personal and professional lives. Whether we're crafting a persuasive essay, a captivating narrative, or a thought-provoking analysis, the way we structure our sentences can make all the difference in engaging our audience and conveying our message with precision. As an English teacher, I've witnessed firsthand how a deep understanding of sentence structure can transform a student's writing from stilted and monotonous to dynamic and captivating. At the heart of this exploration lies the idea that by consciously varying our sentence patterns, we can create a more engaging and accessible reading experience. Imagine a piece of writing where every sentence follows the same rigid structure. It can quickly become tedious and overwhelming for the reader. On the other hand, a text that seamlessly blends simple, compound, and complex sentences can flow like a well-choreographed dance, drawing the reader in and guiding them through the narrative or argument with ease. To illustrate this concept, let's consider a sample paragraph. The sun rose over the city skyline. Its golden rays illuminated the towering skyscrapers. People hurried to their jobs, clutching steaming cups of coffee. Traffic lights changed, signaling the start of the day. Horns honked, and the bustling sounds of the city filled the air. While this paragraph conveys the intended information, the repetitive sentence structure can make it feel a bit flat and uninspired. Now, let's take a look at the same content presented with a more varied approach. As the sun rose over the city skyline, its golden rays illuminated the towering skyscrapers. People hurried to their jobs, clutching steaming cups of coffee, while traffic lights changed, signaling the start of the day. Horns honked, and the bustling sounds of the city filled the air. In this revised version, we've incorporated a mix of simple, compound, and complex sentences to create a more dynamic and engaging flow. The opening sentence combines a dependent clause, as the sun rose over the city skyline, with an independent clause, its golden rays illuminated the towering skyscrapers, creating a complex sentence that sets the stage for the rest of the paragraph. The next sentence is a compound sentence, linking 2 independent clauses with the coordinating conjunction while. The final sentence maintains the simplicity of the original version, but the overall pacing and rhythm of the paragraph have been elevated. This strategic use of sentence variety is not just a stylistic choice. It serves a deeper purpose in enhancing the clarity and comprehension of our written work. By mixing up our sentence structures, we can emphasize and highlight key ideas. Complex sentences, for example, can be used to draw attention to important concepts or relationships, while simple sentences can be employed to drive home a central point. Create a natural flow and rhythm. Varying the length and structure of our sentences can mimic the cadence of natural speech, making our writing more engaging and accessible to the reader. Maintain the reader's interest. Monotonous sentence patterns can quickly become tedious, whereas a diverse array of sentence structures can keep the reader's attention and prevent the text from feeling stale or predictable. Improve readability and comprehension. By strategically placing simple, compound, and complex sentences, we can break up dense information, guide the reader through the narrative or argument, and ensure that our message is clearly understood. To illustrate this point further, let's consider a more complex example, delving into the evidence-based research that supports the importance of sentence variety in written communication. A study published in the Journal of Educational Psychology examined the impact of sentence variety on the reading comprehension of students. The researchers found that texts with a more diverse range of sentence structures were consistently better understood by readers, regardless of their reading level. The study revealed that when readers were presented with a variety of sentence types, they were able to better identify the main ideas, follow the flow of the argument, and retain the information more effectively. The researchers posit that this phenomenon is rooted in the cognitive processes involved in reading. Complex sentences, for instance, require the reader to engage in more active processing, as they must parse the relationships between the various clauses and subclauses. This heightened engagement can lead to deeper comprehension and improved knowledge retention. Conversely, simple sentences can provide respite from the cognitive demands of complex structures, allowing the reader to absorb and consolidate key points. Furthermore, the study found that sentence variety was particularly beneficial for struggling readers. These students, who often have difficulty with reading comprehension, were better able to navigate the text when it incorporated a diverse range of sentence types. The researchers suggest that the varied sentence structures provided these readers with contextual cues and transition signals that helped them follow the flow of the argument more effectively. This evidence-based research underscores the practical importance of sentence variety in written communication. Whether we're crafting an academic essay, a professional report, or a creative piece of writing, the strategic use of simple, compound, and complex sentences can be a powerful tool in enhancing clarity, engaging our audience, and ensuring that our message is received with maximum impact. As an experienced English teacher, I've witnessed firsthand the transformative power of sentence variety in my students' writing. Time and time again, I've seen how the deliberate incorporation of diverse sentence structures can breathe new life into a piece of writing, elevating it from a monotonous recitation of facts to a captivating and cohesive work that resonates with the reader. Consider the case of Maria, a student in my advanced writing course. When I first reviewed Maria's essays, I noticed a troubling pattern. Her writing was technically proficient, but it lacked the dynamism and flow that captivates the reader. Upon closer inspection, I realized that Maria had a tendency to rely heavily on simple sentences, resulting in a choppy and disjointed writing style. During our one-on-one conference, I encouraged Maria to experiment with more varied sentence structures. I challenged her to incorporate a mix of simple, compound, and complex sentences with the goal of creating a more engaging and well-rounded text. At first, Maria was hesitant, unsure of how to break free from her familiar sentence patterns. But with guidance and practice, she began to embrace the art of sentence variety, and the transformation in her writing was nothing short of remarkable. In her next essay, Maria's words danced across the page, effortlessly guiding the reader through her argument. Complex sentences wove the key ideas together, while simple sentences provided moments of clarity and emphasis. The overall effect was a cohesive and compelling piece of writing that captivated the reader from start to finish. As I read through Maria's revised essay, I couldn't help but smile. Her newfound mastery of sentence variety had not only enhanced the clarity of her writing, but had also imbued it with a level of sophistication and maturity that had been previously lacking. It was a testament to the power of evidence-based teaching and the transformative impact that a deep understanding of sentence structure can have on a writer's craft. In the end, the ability to strategically employ a diverse range of sentence structures is not just a technical skill. It is a fundamental component of effective written communication. By harnessing the nuances of simple, compound, and complex sentences, we can elevate our writing, captivate our audience, and ensure that our message is received with the clarity and impact it deserves. As we continue our journey as writers and educators, let us embrace the art of sentence variety, ever mindful of the profound impact it can have on the written word. Exploring the future continuous tense. Welcome to the exciting world of grammar, where we can journey into the future using the future continuous tense. In this chapter, we will dive deep into this aspect of language to understand how it is formed and when to use it. Let's embark on this grammatical adventure together. Understanding the future continuous tense. The future continuous tense is used to talk about actions that will be happening at a specific time in the future. This tense indicates an ongoing action that will start before that time and will likely continue for some time after that as well. To form the future continuous tense, we use the simple future tense of the verb to be, will be, followed by the present participle form of the main verb, ing form. For example, she will be studying for her exams tomorrow. They will be playing soccer at this time next week. Using the future continuous tense. Actions in progress in the future. We use the future continuous tense to describe actions that will be in progress at a specific future time. Example, by this time next year, I will be traveling around Europe. Predicting the future. Sometimes, we use the future continuous tense to make predictions based on current evidence or situations. Example, I think they will be celebrating their victory when we arrive. Polite inquiries. We can also use the future continuous tense to ask about someone's future plans in a polite manner. Example, will you be attending the meeting next week? Forming negative and interrogative sentences. Negative sentences. When forming negative sentences in the future continuous tense, we add not after the auxiliary verb will. Example, she will not be working on the project tomorrow. Interrogative sentences. To form interrogative sentences, we switch the positions of the subject and the auxiliary verb will. Example, will you be participating in the competition next month? Practice time. Now that we have explored the future continuous tense together, it's time for some practice. Create your sentences using the future continuous tense to describe future actions or events. Remember to use the appropriate form of will be followed by the present participle form of the verb, ing form. Keep practicing, and soon you'll be a master of the future continuous tense. Happy learning! Here are some examples of sentences using the future continuous tense. Affirmative sentences. I will be studying for my exams tomorrow evening. They will be watching a movie at this time next week. She will be working on her project all day on Saturday. We will be traveling to Paris this time next year. The students will be presenting their projects in class tomorrow. Negative sentences. He will not be playing tennis with us on Sunday. They will not be attending the conference next month. She will not be cooking dinner tonight. We will not be waiting for you at the airport. The team will not be practicing on Friday. Interrogative sentences. Will you be studying for the test this weekend? Will they be watching the football game tomorrow? Will she be working late tonight? Will we be traveling together next summer? Will he be attending the seminar next week? Feel free to practice forming more sentences using the future continuous tense. Let's delve into the differences between the future continuous tense and the future perfect continuous tense. Future continuous tense. Formation. In the future continuous tense, we use the simple future tense of the verb to be, will be, followed by the present participle form of the main verb, ing form. Function. It is used to talk about actions that will be happening at a specific time in the future and indicates ongoing actions that will start before that time and likely continue after it. Example: She will be studying for her exams tomorrow. Future perfect continuous tense. Formation. In the future perfect continuous tense, we use the future perfect tense of the verb to have, will have been, followed by the present participle form of the main verb, ing form. Function. It is used to describe actions that will have been ongoing for a period of time leading up to a certain point in the future. Example: By this time next year, she will have been studying for her exams for 6 months. Key differences. Timing. Future continuous focuses on actions that will be ongoing at a specific future time. Future perfect continuous focuses on actions that will have been ongoing up to a certain point in the future. Structure. Future continuous uses will be plus present participle. Future perfect continuous uses will have been plus present participle. Duration. Future continuous emphasizes the ongoing nature of an action at a future time. Future perfect continuous emphasizes the duration of an action leading up to a future point. In summary, the future continuous tense talks about ongoing actions in the future at a specific time, while the future perfect continuous tense describes actions that will have been ongoing leading up to a certain future point. Both tenses add depth to expressing future events with different temporal nuances. Let's explore how the use of the future continuous tense and the future perfect continuous tense can impact the overall meaning of a sentence. Future continuous tense. Impact on meaning. The future continuous tense is used to emphasize actions that will be ongoing at a specific point in the future. It highlights the continuous and uninterrupted nature of the action at that future time. Example: She will be studying for her exams tomorrow. This sentence conveys that at a specific future time, tomorrow, she will be actively engaged in the process of studying for her exams without interruption. Future perfect continuous tense. Impact on meaning. The future perfect continuous tense emphasizes the duration of an action leading up to a specific point in the future. It highlights the continuous nature of the action over a period of time. Example: By this time next year, she will have been studying for her exams for 6 months. This sentence indicates that leading up to the specified future time, next year, she will have been continuously studying for her exams for a duration of 6 months. Comparative analysis. Future continuous emphasizes ongoing action at a specific future time. Highlights the activity that will be in progress without interruption. Focuses on the present and future connection of the action. Future perfect continuous emphasizes the duration of ongoing action leading up to a specific future point. Highlights the continuous nature of the activity over a period of time. Focuses on the past, present, and future connection of the action. Overall impact. The choice between these tenses can significantly impact the temporal focus and duration of the action in the sentence. It can convey different nuances of time, continuity, and completion in relation to the future event being described. By understanding the nuances of these tenses and their implications on the meaning of a sentence, writers can effectively communicate the time frame and duration of actions in relation to future events. Here are more examples of sentences using both the future continuous tense and the future perfect continuous tense to illustrate their impact on meaning. Future continuous tense. Affirmative sentences. She will be working on her project all night. They will be traveling to Japan next month. We will be celebrating his birthday at this time tomorrow. The team will be practicing for the championship game on Saturday. I will be attending the conference next week. Negative sentences. He will not be playing basketball with us on Sunday. They will not be visiting the museum next weekend. She will not be baking a cake for the party. We will not be waiting for you at the airport. The students will not be presenting their projects on Friday. Interrogative sentences. Will she be studying for the exam tomorrow? Will they be watching the movie tonight? Will he be working late on Friday? Will we be traveling together next summer? Will you be attending the concert next month? Future perfect continuous tense. Affirmative sentences. By next year, she will have been learning French for 2 years. By the time you arrive, I will have been working on this project for hours. By the end of the month, they will have been living in their new house for a year. By the start of the event, he will have been preparing for the presentation all week. By the deadline, we will have been studying for the exam for weeks. Negative sentences. By next month, she will not have been studying for the test for long. By the end of the week, they will not have been practicing for the performance. By the time the party starts, she will not have been cooking for hours. By the deadline, we will not have been working on the project as a team. By next year, he will not have been living in the city for a decade. Interrogative sentences. Will she have been studying for the exam for hours by then? Will they have been working on the assignment for days? Will he have been training for the marathon all week? Will we have been waiting for them for a long time? Will you have been practicing the piano for years by then? These examples showcase how the choice between the future continuous tense and the future perfect continuous tense can impact the temporal focus and duration of actions and sentences, providing clarity on the ongoing nature of activities leading up to specific future points. In a real-life scenario where using the future perfect continuous tense would be more appropriate than the future continuous tense is in describing a long-term project or goal that has been ongoing for a significant period leading up to a future milestone. Real-life scenario. Scenario. Imagine a student who has been working on a research project for the past 6 months and is approaching the final presentation deadline. Future continuous tense. Next week, she will be presenting her research project. This sentence focuses on the specific future time when the presentation will occur, emphasizing the ongoing nature of the action at that time. Future perfect continuous tense. By the time of the presentation, she will have been working on her research project for 6 months. This sentence highlights the duration and continuity of her work leading up to the presentation, emphasizing the long-term effort and dedication put into the project. Why future perfect continuous is more appropriate? In this scenario, using the future perfect continuous tense conveys the idea that the student's effort and involvement in the research project have been ongoing for a considerable period leading up to the presentation. It provides a clear timeline of the student's dedication and commitment to the project, showcasing the continuous nature of her work over the past 6 months. By using the future perfect continuous tense, the focus shifts to the duration and progress made over time, adding depth to the description of the student's preparation for the presentation. In this context, the future perfect continuous tense is more appropriate as it effectively captures the long-term nature of the student's engagement with the research project, leading up to the significant milestone of the presentation.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.